This is Morning Edition from NHPR. New court documents reveal just how a former Franklin Pierce University professor and her son say they obtained valuable works of art. Works of art the man they sold them to claims are forgeries. This strange case first broke last year, and NHPR's Todd Bookman has been bird-dogging it ever since. Todd, sometimes New Hampshire news can be a little dull or predictable, but this story, not so much.
No. This is one of the more fascinating stories in a while. Although if you had hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line the way these folks do, I'm not sure interesting would be the word you'd use.
So, big money, contemporary art, Ringe, New Hampshire. Remind us of what's going on here. What are the accusations?
So the art collector in this case is a guy named Andrew Hall. He's a hedge fund guy, made a fortune in oil commodities trading. And with his money, he has taken an interest in fine art. He happens to own a gallery space in Vermont. And at that space, he was planning to exhibit some of the paintings that he owns by a now deceased New York-based artist named Leon Golub. And so between 2009 and 2011, he purchased 24 Leon Golub paintings from a New Hampshire mother and son. This is Loretan Gascard and her son, Nicholas. Loretan was an art history professor at Franklin Pierce. She also ran the on-campus gallery. Nicholas, a Dean's List student at Keene State College. According to records, the family lived in both Peterborough and Ringe, and most recently in Keene.
Okay, so Andrew Hall buys these paintings from the Gascards. Then he's preparing to exhibit them. And then what happens? He finds out they're fakes?
That's what Hall is alleging, yeah. In court documents, he claims that when he was preparing this exhibit, he reached out to the estate of Leon Golub to confirm the exact titles and years of these paintings. And they basically said, we don't recognize any of these 24 paintings. A former assistant of Leon Golub told Hall that he thought the paintings, in fact, didn't quite look right. That's why Hall is calling them clever forgeries. He is seeking his money back. He filed a civil suit. And for several months last fall, the Gascards seem to have vanished, but then they did finally respond to the allegations in court.
Okay, so putting aside the idea that maybe he didn't get the paintings authenticated beforehand, which is interesting to me, how did the Gascards claim they acquired these paintings?
So according to court documents, the story that the Gascards told Andrew Hall was that Loretan had in fact been a student of Leon Golub's in the 1960s, and that the two had maintained this friendship through the years. And so that's how she came to possess some of these paintings. She also said that she inherited some of Leon Golub's paintings after her sister-in-law's death. So that's the story she had told Andrew Hall.
Okay, when you sell paintings of this value, don't you have to prove their provenance, their authenticity?
Sure. If you bought through an auction house like Christie's or Sotheby's, the seller generally has to prove or document in some form how he or she acquired them. The Gascards, who sold these paintings to Hall through both auction houses and through direct sales, they claim that they got the Leon Golub paintings directly from the artist himself, which would explain why there weren't any receipts or any other documents certifying these paintings.
And has the Gascard story changed at all?
I don't know if it's changed, but in excerpts released from their depositions, we're learning a bit more about their side of the story. Under oath, both the mother and the son, they tell the same basic anecdote. They were in Germany. That's where the sister-in-law lived who had passed away. They were cleaning out her apartment. And they opened a hallway closet door and boom, rolls of paintings by Leon Golub were just sitting there, paintings again, now worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That is a story. So still no proof, no documents that these were actual Leon Golubs.
Well, that's the argument that Hall's lawyers are making, right? But even more interesting, I think, are the statements made by Nicholas Gascard about the names of these paintings. Again, according to the transcripts, Nicholas says that when he went to sell these paintings, rather than simply sell them as untitled works, which is certainly common in the art world, he instead apparently came up with his own names for the paintings. He would research actual named paintings by Leon Golub and then derive his own titles for these paintings. This, however, was apparently never disclosed to either the auction houses or Mr. Hall.
And naming paintings yourself, I imagine that that's frowned upon in the art world.
You know, you pay that much money, I suppose, in private, you can call them whatever you want, but it does not seem like good form to name the unnamed.
Yeah, I think so. So what's next for Andrew Hall and the Gascards?
Well, it's going to take a court of law to figure out who is telling the truth here. After representing themselves initially, Loretan and Nicholas have hired an attorney. For his part, Andrew Hall has commissioned a world-renowned scholar of Leon Golub to do his own analysis of these paintings. And a full trial in the case is scheduled for March of 2018.
Okay, more twists and turns in this really unusual story, and NHPR's Todd Buchman will stay on it. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Rick.